Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Curiosity.com. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about three simple rules for understanding statistics from award-winning journalist and economist Tim Harford. Then you'll learn about why our microbiomes may have come from dirt.
Let's dig up some curiosity. If you read the news or open up social media, you'll see a lot of statistics being thrown around. But if you're not a statistician, how exactly are you supposed to know whether a given number is accurate or if it's being distorted to mess with your emotions? Well, luckily, today's guest has an easy rule of thumb you can use the next time you run into a statistic you're not sure about. Tim Harford is an award-winning journalist, economist, and broadcaster, and author of the new book, The Data Detective, 10 Easy Rules to Make Sense of Statistics. Here's a clip from our conversation.
The questions you need to ask to evaluate statistics are actually the same sorts of questions you would ask to evaluate anything else. I actually advocate the three C's. So the three C's: calm, context, curiosity. So calm, it's really straightforward. Just calm down when you're faced with a statistical claim is making you angry, you're outraged, you're in denial, or you're triumphant, or this just proves I was right, my spouse is wrong, that idiot on the internet is wrong, wait till I show them. And if you just calm down and notice that you're having an emotional reaction, you're immediately in a better position to then start thinking clearly about what the statistic really means. The second C is context. So can I make a comparison between this statistic and another statistic? Do I know where it came from? Do I know what's really being measured? And maybe there's a time series. So this is what it's like today, but what was it like last week or last month or 50 years ago? Just getting the context can really make things much clearer. And the final C, hopefully you guys are going to like this, is curiosity. Curiosity is the most important thing. Actually, the book has 10 rules to make sense of statistics, but it's actually 11 rules because the golden rule, your free bonus rule, is to be curious. And curiosity is important because it helps us dissolve this often quite toxic political partisanship, makes us more open-minded, more willing to listen to different points of view. And it also puts us in what I think is exactly the right frame of mind, which is I want to understand what's going on rather than I want to win an argument.
But there are complicated parts of statistics, though, right? Like, it is easy for people to mislead us. So how do you get past? I mean, you know, if I see a statistic that I feel emotional about and I want to get some context for it and I'm curious about the answer, what if that statistic has been put out there specifically to make me feel a certain way and I don't know enough to investigate that?
Well, I think that's a good point. But if you're immediately feeling an emotional reaction, that I think itself should be a warning. There's somebody put this here to make you feel something. Okay, so let's calm down and try and figure out what's going on. I agree, it is complex. But the wonderful thing about the modern world is, yes, we've got social media and we've got a lot of people shouting at each other, but we've also got incredible resources to explain what's going on behind almost any statistic. One of the statistics regulators here in the UK, and I was discussing this with him, and he said, people just need to go another click, just one more click. And I love that. Go another click, just a quick internet search, or just click on the references. Just go one step deeper, and very soon, if something's pure disinformation, if it's out there deliberately to be deceptive, there will be people explaining why it's misleading, and you'll find them really, really quickly. You just need to pause a moment to take that trouble. A lot of it's about our own motivation, right? Do we want to know, or do we want to win an argument? And the truth is, we're often in that mode of wanting to win an argument. So it's as much a shift in mindset as it is some dramatic advance in our technical capabilities.
Again, that was Tim Harford, an award-winning journalist, economist, and broadcaster, and author of the new book, The Data Detective, 10 Easy Rules to Make Sense of Statistics. Tim will be back tomorrow to talk about the statistics surrounding the COVID-19 vaccines.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
No matter how often you brush your teeth, your mouth will always be full of bacteria. And recently, scientists discovered that these very bacteria have a dirty little secret. They found that bacteria living on your plaque are more similar to bacteria living in dirt than they are to the bacteria living on your tongue. And this may say big things about how the human microbiome evolved. For microbes, your mouth is full of little habitats. Just like natural selection molds species that live in treetops differently than the ones that live on the forest floor, the bacteria that live on your tongue should be different than the bacteria on your teeth. But how different should we expect them to be? I mean, they are neighbors. It's easy to assume they're closely related. Recently, a study carried out by scientists at the University of Chicago Medical Center put that assumption to the test. The scientists focused on the genetic relatedness of a group of microbial species called the Sicari bacteria. They were able to use a technique called metagenomics to organize the species they found into 6 clades, or evolutionary groups. Think of clades as all species that share a particular common ancestor. We would expect them to have a lot of the same DNA. With those clades established, they were able to zoom out a bit and see how each of them compared to each other and to similar clades in other environments, like dirt and the human GI tract. So here's where it gets surprising. It turns out that the bacteria that live on the plaque of human teeth are more closely related to species that live in dirt than to other species in the mouth. And the bacteria on the tongue are more closely related to bacteria in the GI tract than to other species in the mouth. This has powerful implications for the evolution of the human microbiome. The researchers' hypothesis is that plaque may be an environmental stepping stone for bacteria to enter the human microbiome. These microbes might enter our mouths via dirt on our food or on our hands, and the ones that can survive make their homes there. Bacteria from dirt may not be able to survive on the tongue, but if they can survive on plaque and adapt to that environment, then they may have an easier time transitioning to other areas of the body. So, yeah, maybe dental plaque isn't all bad. It may be one reason we have so many beneficial bugs in our bodies. It's still a hypothesis that needs to be tested, but as far as origin stories go, I'd say it has some teeth.
All I could think about that whole story is how I haven't brushed my teeth today. And now I feel really gross. Let's recap the main things we learned today.
Well, we learned that when you're reading statistics, remember the 3 C's: calm, context, and curiosity. Calm as in stay calm when you see a statistical claim that makes you too upset or too happy. Context as in, can you compare the statistic to another statistic and do you really understand what's being measured? And curiosity, of course, because it makes you more open-minded and understanding rather than just trying to win an argument. I feel like these are good lessons for everything we see in the news. Any headline. If the headline makes you too happy or too upset, yeah, take a closer look and stay open-minded.
Very true. We also learned that researchers found that microbes in dental plaque are more like soil microbes than tongue microbes. That suggests our microbiomes came from dirt. As in, maybe bacteria from dirt makes its way into our bodies by hanging out in our plaque and using that as a stepping stone to transition to other areas of our body. It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. Today's stories were written by Ashley Hamer and Cameron Duke and edited by Ashley Hamer, who's the managing editor for Curiosity Daily.
Today's episode was produced and edited by Cody Goff.
9 out of 10 dentists recommend you join us again tomorrow to learn something new in just a few minutes. I'll let you practice the 3 C's of calm, context, and curiosity to decide whether that's really true or if it's just me being me.
And until then, stay curious.